interleague action between the Red Sox and Phillies, and first base coach Ruben Amaro Jr. returning to Citizens Bank Park as a member of the Red Sox. Let's pick up the action in the top of the second.
3-2, the pitch swung on and ripped to left. It's deep. Going back, Navid's over his head and off the base of the wall. Sandoval coming around third. He's going to score. Into second goes Betts to Duke. Swing and a ball ripped right back up the middle past Hellickson. One run is home. Betts coming home and the throw will be cut off. It's a two-run single from Bogarts. Johnson with a 1-2. Curveball swung on, lifted deep left field. Going back, Benintendi to the track at the wall, and it is gone. Aaron Altair has homered for the second night in a row. Another two-run shot here in the third inning. It's number 11 on the season. And the Phillies climbing back into it. It's now a 5-3 Red Sox.
2-1 swing and a drive that might make it to center city way back, and it is gone. Mookie Betts, 3-for-3, a single double, and now a home run. It's his 10th of the year. He continues to have a spectacular series.
Morgan ready, kicks and deals, and the pitch hit deep. Left field, going back, Nava to the track, at the wall, it's gone. Two-homer game for Mookie Betts.
Boston goes on to win. It's 7-3, your final. The Red Sox have now won three straight, all coming against the Phillies, who have lost eight in a row overall. Betts finished tonight 4-for-5 with three ribbies. It's the sixth multi-home run game of his career. That sets a new franchise record for a leadoff hitter, passing Johnny Damon. Pete Mackanin's squad has now dropped eight games in a row as they fall to the Red Sox Wednesday night. Here's the skipper talking to the media after the loss.
Well, Hellickson, early on, he just left too many balls out over the middle of the plate. He was trying to establish his fastball on the corners, and he left too many pitches out over the middle of the plate, and it cost him. Settled down after that quite a bit, but the bullpen did a good job. Only gave up the one run. Good to see us come back, being down quick to via Kendrick's base hit, RBI single, and Altair's two-run home run. That was nice to see. Got us right back in the game, and we couldn't do a whole lot more after that. Made some good defensive plays. Altair made a great catch in right field to double off the runner at first, and got a nice 3-6-3 double play. I think we had four double plays. The other thing was, it was nice to see another team make some base running mistakes. Their guy didn't retouch third base going back, and the guy getting doubled off on that fly ball to right field. So just couldn't get enough runs across.
Pete, from your vantage point, what's wrong with Rupp right now? He seems a little lost there.
I don't know. He's taken good pitches to hit. I think he's just lost is a good way to put it. We just see him. We look at video, and we see a lot of good pitches that he just takes for strikes, good fastballs to hit. I still think he needs to keep his bat in the strike zone a little bit longer, and he's been working on that.
Hellickson's had a rough time with the last couple of outings out. Is there something that you see that he's gotten away from, or?
Well, Helly, he relies heavily on his command, especially of his fastball and his changeup. And I just haven't seen the excellent command that he's shown us in the past with both of those pitches. And I think that's a big factor. Like I said, early in the game, he threw an awful lot of fastballs that were getting hit pretty hard. So that's pretty much what I see. It's command.
That his strikeout numbers have just plummeted from last season?
Well, I guess you could say that. It bothers me when we lose, and I'd like to see him regain the command of his pitches that he's had in the past, and I think that's a big thing. I think he needs to use that changeup a little bit more. That's been his bread and butter, and just leaving too many pitches out over the plate, hittable pitches.
With Altair, even after he came back down to earth somewhat after that hot start to May, his numbers have remained solid. In terms of sustainability, do you think he can be long-term a 290-ish hitter with that kind of power that he's shown this season?
I don't see why not. You know, he shortened his swing immensely. He went from a long swing to a shortened swing, and he started getting great results from it. when he went through that little lull, he started getting a little bit big. You know, players have a tendency to revert back to who they were, and they have to remind themselves or be reminded what made them successful. And I think he's back on track doing that. So I see no reason why he can't hit 290, continue to get results and improve and get even better.
Right when you got those three consecutive hits, I think it was the third inning, and then they pulled the starter. And then the Dolphins kind of shut down from there. It was kind of tough sledding against that bullpen.
Yeah, they got a good team. They got a good bullpen. What can I say? I think we're getting pitches to hit that we're just not capitalizing on.
The two-game set concludes Thursday. Chris Sale on the mound for Boston against Nick Pivetta for Philly.